is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is being held without bail in a county jail in Utah, suspected of shooting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS News team coverage begins with Andreas Gutierrez in Utah.
Investigators believe Robinson acted alone when he fired a single shot, piercing Kirk in the neck. Video from the FBI shows what appears to be Robinson jumping off a rooftop at Utah Valley University after the shooting. President Trump announced the arrest on Fox News and called for Robinson to face the ultimate punishment.
I hope he gets the death penalty. What he did, Charlie Kirk was the finest person. He didn't deserve this.
Kirk's murder drew bipartisan condemnation and calls to tone down the rhetoric often blamed for political violence.
I'm Stacey Lynn. In Pennsylvania, a vigil was held by the Pitt College Republicans.
This is a turning point in our nation. We need to come to God. We need to pray for the soul of our nation.
At the University of Kentucky,
regardless of what your views are, whoever, I feel like this is just a time of mourning.
Kirk was scheduled to be a guest speaker this week at a conference at Cherus Bible College in Colorado. They still held the event without him.
With every honk that is received, every wave, every recognition of Charlie shows his love, how much people loved him.
In suburban Chicago today, an ICE agent shot and killed a man. Officials say tried to avoid arrest by ramming his car into agents. One agent was hit and dragged, prompting him to open fire on the driver. He suffered significant injuries. He's in stable condition. President Trump says he's sending National Guardsmen into Memphis, although he's not saying when. Mayor Paul Young says the Guardsmen aren't needed, but he appears resigned to them patrolling the streets of his city.
My commitment is to make sure that we work strategically to ensure that this happens in a way that truly benefits and strengthens our community.
Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee says he'll be speaking with Trump sometime today about the deployment, which he supports. Mr. Trump will have dinner tonight with the premier of Qatar as the U.S. tries to restart talks aimed at ending the war between Israel and Hamas.
The meeting comes as the Trump administration is trying to reach a delicate balance between two allies, Qatar and Israel, after Israel launched an attack against Hamas members who were meeting in Doha. They were there to discuss a U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza. Qatar has been a key mediator in that process, and Israel's attack in its country angered Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. President Trump's dinner with Qatar's premier, along with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, comes ahead of Secretary of State Marco Rubio's visit to Israel this weekend. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Federal disaster aid has been approved for parts of Wisconsin hit by historic flooding. The president signed off on a portion of Governor Tony Evers' request, allowing people in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties to seek FEMA help that may cover housing, repairs, and property losses. Officials estimate more than 1,500 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Statewide damage estimates are at around $76 million. A proposal for our Racine County data center is under scrutiny. The proposed 244-acre data center called Project Nova is slated for an area near the Oak Creek Power Plant in Caledonia. There was a village board meeting in the community this week, with neighbors worried about losing farmland and their community's rural feel. A petition against the project has gained hundreds of signatures. A cell phone helped rescuers find three people after a plane crash in Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. It's reported they texted for help and the Coast Guard pulled them from the water within an hour. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. In August, Racine County saw home sales rise 6.5%, while Kenosha dropped nearly 2%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both counties faced shrinking listings, making competition tougher for buyers and pushing prices higher. And the Veterans Stand Down event is tomorrow at Festival Hall in Racine. More than 60 groups will be showing the services they offer to veterans, like in housing, employment, and health care. Organizers say it's a way to show support to veterans and to give them a thank you. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job not only just rushing, but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed, so like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of storms around as well, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, highs again mid-70s. Right now it's 73.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1971.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. So let's hop into the time machine and turn it to 1971. A year when high-tech meant a color TV with rabbit ears wrapped in aluminum foil. In Washington, President Nixon was in the White House declaring the war on drugs. And kids in 1971 survived without cell phones. We had board games with missing pieces, BB guns that would only sting a little, and a playground slide that reached 400 degrees in the summer sun. And on the radio in 1971, we were listening to Ringo Starr and It Don't Come Easy. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 71.
Don't.
From 1971, it's Ringo Starr and It Don't Come Easy on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1971. Now, Peter Hamm and Tom Evans of the band Badfinger sang on the intro to that song. Badfinger was signed to Beatles Apple Records. They helped out Ringo, and they also helped out on George Harrison's first solo album. Well, in 1971, the big news story was busing.
The operative word in the news in 1971 was busing. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that busing of students could be ordered to achieve racial desegregation. Many students spent long hours on buses to achieve that end.
And on the radio in 1971, we were listening to Lobo. Me and You and a Dog Named Boo on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 71.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. I can still recall
it's Lobo and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1971. Lobo is the singer and songwriter Roland Kent Lavoie. Lobo means wolf in Spanish. Well, in 1971, Evel Knievel was all over the news, and he had a, well, he had an attempted motorcycle jump in Yakima, Washington. It didn't go very well.
I can just tell you there were times during my life when I jumped that I absolutely thought or knew that I wasn't going to make it. But I went ahead and did it anyway. When you give your word to somebody that you're going to do something, you got to do it.
Here he is trying to jump over 13 PepsiCo trucks.
Well, I just didn't have enough speed on takeoff. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. Football players fall down on AstroTurf and rodeo riders fall down in nice, soft dirt or cow manure. But boy, when you fall off of this motorcycle at 60 or 70 or 80 miles an hour on the asphalt, there's nothing in the world that compares with it. It's just murder on your body. It tears you to pieces.
On the radio in 1971, we were listening to The Carpenters, For All We Know. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1971.
Love, look at the two.
1971, it's the Carpenters for All We Know on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Today featuring the class of 1971. The brother-sister duo of the Carpenters were one of the best-selling recording acts of the 1970s. 10 of their singles sold a million copies or more, and the voice of lead singer Karen Carpenter was a staple on the radio airwaves throughout the decade. Well, in 1971, there was a brand new movie version of Fiddler on the Roof.
A Fiddler on the Roof. Sounds crazy, no? And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
That's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1971. Tune in again Monday afternoon for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
You're invited to attend the 2025 Racine County Veterans Stand Down, hosted by Racine County Veterans Services and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Festival Hall in Racine, there's free lunch and cold weather gear provided for all veterans while supplies last, as well as on-site assistance including housing guidance, food aid, health care, animal therapy, and much, much more. The Veterans Stand Down is free and open to the public this Saturday from 10 until 2 at Festival Hall in Racine. See you there.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist of French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese. It's topped with a vanilla bourbon icing sprinkled with cinnamon. And it is simply delicious. So get one today. While at O&H, be sure to grab a bunch of pumpkin donut holes, a delicious seasonal treat your family will love. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. The two-person fall league kicks off the week of September 15th. It's six solid weeks of various 18-hole rounds. And don't miss the brand-new three-person winter league starting the week of October 27th. 8 weeks of intense nine-hole stroke play. Prove you're the best on the green and secure your spot now. Space is limited. Go to xgolfkenosha.com or visit them on Facebook or Instagram for all the league details. Get in the game today at X-Golf Kenosha.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24-7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24-7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song that was written by Paul Williams. Paul Williams was a popular songwriter, also an actor. He appeared in the movies Smokey and the Bandit and The Doors. This is Three Dog Night, an old-fashioned love song on WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and wooed me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love this shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. 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 thrill in ever so bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great, balls of fire.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where you can step back to the golden age of music with Music of the Stars, Sunday morning, 7 till noon on WRJN. Lou Regani spins classics from the legends who came before rock, like Frank Sinatra, Glenn Miller, and more. It's Music of the Stars, Sunday morning at 7 on WRJN. Now let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wells Fargo building is okay after a car hit it this morning. At around 9:30, Racine Police and Fire were called to an accident at High and MLK Drive. One of the vehicles involved struck the Wells Fargo building, but no damage was reported. We're working on learning more about what happened. A proposal for our Racine County Data Center is under scrutiny. The proposed 244-acre data center called Project Nova is slated for an area near the Oak Creek Power Plant in Caledonia. There was a village board meeting in the community this week, with neighbors worried about losing farmland and their community's rural feel. How much water would be used was also a concern. The rezoning request for the site was delayed until later this month. That's so village leaders can review community concerns. A petition against the project has gained hundreds of signatures. Microsoft is already underway with a data center on the former Foxconn site. It's Broncos and Demons tonight for high school football on WRJN. And maybe one of the coaches could be right for a new effort out of Titletown. Connie Feldman has more.
The Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of storms around as well, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, highs again mid-70s. It's 71 right now.
Thank you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters to tell us about all the new movies opening up this weekend. Brett.
Well, the first one is predicted to be number one at the box office. This is the Crunchyroll anime film released by Sony Pictures, Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba. Rated R, Demon Slayer is one of the biggest franchises in anime history and is sure not to disappoint anime fans this weekend. The next movie is the new Downton Abbey movie, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, rated PG. When Mary finds herself in a public scandal and the family faces financial trouble, the household grapples with the threat of social disgrace, and the Crowleys must embrace change with the next generation, leading Downton Abbey into the future. The Lone Rock is being released by Lionsgate, and this is based on a story by Stephen King starring Mark Hamill. It's a thriller about a group of teenage boys who compete in an annual contest known as the Long Walk, where they must maintain a certain walking speed or get shot. And finally, the return of rock legends, or at least made-up rock legends, Spinal Tap, in Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, rated R. The hilarity continues in another mockumentary. This time, the band is reuniting for one last concert. As you can see, there's so much to see at your local theater. Make plans to see a movie this weekend.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of a velocity nil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden craze. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow.
daughter Saffron. She's just made of memories. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite right, Slim.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite right, Slim.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
W-R-J-N. 737, come on out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, your home for Green Bay Packer football. Packers next in action on Sunday the 21st.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Packers off now till Sunday, September 21st. It's a noon game as the Packers travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. We will have the action for you right here, brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire Packers schedule online at WRJN.com. Green Bay Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Field & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit the Lightning Fast drive-thru. Studebaker's keeps it cool. You keep it legendary. Studebaker's Field & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
You're invited to attend the 2025 Racine County Veterans Stand Down, hosted by Racine County Veterans Services and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Festival Hall in Racine, there's free lunch and cold weather gear provided for all veterans while supplies last, as well as on-site assistance including housing guidance, food aid, health care, animal therapy, and much, much more. The Veterans Stand Down is free and open to the public this Saturday from 10 until 2 at Festival Hall in Racine. See you there.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and then in a little while, it's high school football action. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 with Dick Graceffa here on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend.
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Carter Evans in Orem, Utah, with new details about the arrest of Tyler Robinson, the man suspected of shooting and killing Charlie Kirk. Two federal law enforcement sources tell CBS News it was Tyler Robinson's father who saw the photo released by authorities and confronted his son. Tyler apparently admitted to being the person in the photos, and Tyler's father told him that he should turn himself in. But authorities tell us Tyler told him he would rather take his own life. At that point, Tyler's father called a youth pastor who knows